PM Sports Page is back. Let's talk with our Jet Physical Therapy Athlete of the Week. Pleased to be joined by Sigourney Senior Girls Basketball Player Kaylee Weber. Kaylee, congrats and thanks for coming on this week.
Thank you.
Kaylee, the team's on a roll right now. Winners of five straight, 10-3 overall, and you've been a big reason why, and you had a couple nice victories to start up this week. Let's start Monday, 51-49 victors over Waco in overtime. Looked like that was an exciting finish, Kaylee. How were you able to come out with the dub?
Our team was really just able to come out with that dub from our bench players, to be quite honest with you. I mean, our starters and just the main people, they really put to work during the first three quarters, but then our bench came off and they just went off and hit some clutch threes to keep us into the game and force some overtime for us.
In that overtime, only gave up 4 points, so it looked like defensively you were locked in.
Yes, we were. We were definitely. We had a sophomore, Courtney Hemsley. She really stepped it up on the defensive end for us to help us shut down one of their main scorers. So that's really nice having someone to come off the bench in order to do that for you.
Tuesday night, you had a decisive 61-23 victory over BGM, and you really got going, 27 points. What allowed you to get going against the Bears?
I'm not going to lie. The first quarter wasn't the greatest for us. We kind of struggled, but then our shooters started to get hot and warm up, so that forced the guards to go out and guard the shooters, which allowed me to open up on the inside, and our guards were able to get us into the ball, and me just having to be able to finish, and I was able to do that on Tuesday night, but I wouldn't have been able to do that without my guard to help me out.
Mm-hmm. Set up a fun matchup Friday against a Linville Sully team. They're 11-2, so right up there in the standings. What's it going to take to come out with a nice conference dub?
We're going to have to shoot the ball well, that's no doubt about it. But with us having able to have two solid days of practice, we're going to be able to really sharpen everything up and just be able to take it to them the way we know how to play and just get it done.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're sitting at 10-3 as a team. Where do you see this team right now, and how much do you think you've improved since day one?
Oh, we have improved tremendously since day one. We have some freshmen on our team that do very good things for us, which obviously, you know, freshmen's mistakes happen, but they've improved tremendously, and we have very few of those anymore. So that's really nice. And then our shooting is just coming together, and we're able to vibe together and make it work on the floor.
How have you evolved to the number one scorer? You know, last year you had Megan aside you. She graduated. This year you're really the number one option in the offense. How have you evolved into that role?
I mean, I would just say, like, Megan was obviously our key player last year, and that was nice to have her. But me being a senior and being a senior leader, I think it was just my time to step up and carry the team on my back and help us get to victories, I guess.
What part of your game do you think has improved the most?
My inside game for sure. Me being able to either take it to him or even just take a couple feet out to pop a jumper and get him to guard me a little farther out to open up my guards as well.
Mm-hmm. What's your favorite go-to move down low?
Probably the left shoulder dip into the block to get it up with my right hand.
All right, good stuff. What type of leader have you taken on this year for the Savages?
I think I've taken on more of like as a vocal leader, I would say, just because I'm always trying to pick the team up and get everyone to stay positive and encourage each other all the time and, you know, just really use my voice in order for people to hear what's going on during the game and off the floor and that kind of stuff. So,
mm-hmm. Keys to the second half for this team. If you want to have a deep postseason run, what do you have to do?
We have to shoot well from the outside, and that's no doubt about it. I mean, we have Carly Goodwin, Rain, and Zoe right now on our outside, and they'll step and shoot if they need it to be. And if they guard it, then they know that they have me and Jocelyn on the inside, and we can work pretty well all together. So we just got to work well as a team in order to make a deep run.
Mm-hmm. We're talking with Kaylee Weber, this week's Jet Physical Therapy Athlete of the Week. Kaylee, do you have a basketball role model?
My role model is Megan Gustafson, for sure. Graduated from Iowa last year. She's just an absolute stud, and I've strived to be like her. I mean, obviously I'm not quite up that high yet, but that's the ultimate goal, is to be like her.
Good role model. Do you have a superstition before every game?
Yeah, actually I do. I have to, when I stretch before the game, I have to do a backward somersault to get up from the ground. Otherwise, it's just not going to be a good night for me.
Wow, that is definitely a superstition. I like it. Do you have a, what's the pregame music look like for the Savages?
it's all over the place. We're from country music to rap to, like, anything in between. It's just, it's all over the place. But we have a good time in the locker room and really gets us pumped up for the game. So.
Our sponsor, Jet Physical Therapy, prides themselves on the motto, movement is your medicine. How do you use that motto to prepare for a game?
I use that motto because, like, if without movement, you can't do anything. So you have to be able to move well, and not only up and down, but side to side, just to be able to be the best that you can be.
Last question here, Kaylee, outside of basketball, future plans. So what's next week or next year have in store for you?
I'm going to be attending either a 2 or 4 year college with intent to play basketball, but I'm undecided on which college I'm going to attend.
Okay. Any thoughts on the major, or is that still up in the air?
Yeah, my major is going to be occupational therapy.
Okay. What inspired you to want to go that route?
Well, because I've always liked helping people, and most of my parents started out in the medical field, and so I've always, like, felt the need that, you know, they do so much for me that I need to help other people as well, and I just love being around people and helping them be better every day.
Well, good for you. Kaylee, congrats on the great start to the season. Best of luck moving forward.
All right, thank you.
That was our Jet Physical Therapy Athlete of the Week, Kaylee Weber. Join us on today's PM Sports page. Kaylee, a senior on this year's Sigourney girls basketball team. Let's step aside. We'll close things out on the PM Sports page after this on KCII.